When we look upon the world we live in today, can we actually find peace in it? No matter how diligently we try, how long and how deeply we may search, we will not find peace in this world. Does this now mean for us that we cannot have peace? Outwardly, that may very well be the case sometimes. Depending on where we are or how we behave or decide in certain situations. However, God can endow us peace even there today. Depending on our behavior, our thoughts and decisions. If we constantly keep God's commandments, live pleasantly before Him, then it is a pleasure for Him to give us peace. And so the title of my sermonette today is, Do We Have the Peace of Jesus Christ? On the other hand, there is also interior peace, which can be granted both on its own, but also in spite of all external influences. Usually, it has to do with our behavior, our faith and obedience towards God. Do we live in harmony according to His word, His attitude, and strive to do His will in every situation? Then we can also have interior peace, even though things may be turbulent outwardly. Jesus spoke the following words in this context in John 14, verses 27 to 28, which we should take to heart seriously, especially in regard to the time ahead of us. In the millennium, there will be peace for all mankind who will be alive at that time. For us, however, this promise is already true today. And if we take these words seriously, they will give us much strength in the time ahead of us and help us to resist the external turmoil and all the evil that will happen. So let us read together in John 14, 27 to 28, and I quote from the NIV. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. So He is giving us His peace, and He lives in us through His Spirit. He also promises us that He will come back. In verse 30, He explains us that the ruler of this world is coming. This also means that He rules, that He has authority over this world, and that He is responsible for the fact that peace is disappearing more and more. But we should not let us be influenced by this. We should not be discouraged by this. Because when we are close to God, Satan cannot take away our interior peace that God provides us through His Spirit in us. I would now like to give an example out of the Word to make something clear and illuminate this example by looking at what God has to say to us. Because Jesus Christ was also the God of the Old Testament, and He also spoke about it back then in ancient Israel and explained us how we can have peace. LifeSite News published an article on August 21, 2023 with the headline, Pope Francis writing a second part of controversial environmental encyclical Laudato Si. The article said the following, speaking to a group of lawyers from member states of the Council of Europe, he stated that I am currently writing a second part to Laudato Si in order to address present problems. The Holy See Press Office confirmed this with Matteo Bruni explaining that the upcoming document was a letter intended to address, in particular, the recent climate crisis. In all of this, God is not included at all. The events that are to come are completely suppressed. But what does God say to us who should be attentive and shall obey him in everything? In Isaiah 48:18, he is warning us very clearly that we must look on him and how we can truly receive peace. Let us look together at what he proclaimed in Isaiah 48, verse 18, and I quote from the New King James Version. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. As we know from many passages of the Revelation and also from the prophets, completely different, more terrible natural disasters and destructions will come. All these attempts by the measures that people are now devising will never stop what is about to come. And all this will bring the people to the opposite of peace. We all have read the member letter from Mr. Norbert Link, dated August 21, 2023, and are therefore, of course, forewarned. Let's continue a little bit with the article. Published in 2015, Laudato Si was Pope Francis' second encyclical and focused on environmental and climate issues, being secondarily titled Care for Our Common Home. He did not limit the text to expounding on the Catholic teaching of creation as entrusted to man by God, but additionally promoted the climate change arguments. Pope Francis referred to the profoundly human causes of environmental degradation and the human causes which produce or aggravate what he referred to as a disturbing warming of the climatic system. He also promoted the concept of ecological conversion, a term he drew from Pope John Paul II, stating that an ecological conversion can inspire us to greater creativity and enthusiasm in resolving the world's problems and in offering ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. But God says the following about such thoughts in Isaiah 48, verse 20, by warning us very clearly, but at the same time giving his church a task. His message is a completely different one. When he returns in the near future, he will bring true peace. So let us read his warning in Isaiah 48, verse 20, and his judgment in verse 22. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans. With a voice of singing, declare, proclaim this, utter it to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Jacob became Israel, and we are the spiritual Israel today. He has already redeemed us if we remain faithful to the end. He has also redeemed us through his peace, if we are faithful to him. But to the others, he gives the following warning in verse 22. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Thus it becomes very clear that there is a big difference between the promise of what will be the condition in the millennium and what is still reality today. Genuine peace as a whole is not possible today in our present time. But for a little few chosen ones, it is already possible today, at least inwardly. If we are indeed very close to God and live as he commands us, yes, then we are truly as he himself states, his friends. And then we already have his peace in us today. God wants us to have his peace within us, that we can also be preserved through that from the deceptions and temptations. But of course, it also depends on our behavior. Do we grumble from time to time? Do we quarrel with God because we may not feel this peace sometimes, because we may not truly repent of our sins? Let us ask ourselves these questions seriously. Let us be honest with ourselves and towards God. When we realize that things may be different in our lives from time to time, let us not think that God wants us to suffer. He wants us to be well, that we have joy in our lives, that we look hopefully into the future. It is the world, and above all, the ruler of this world, Satan the devil, who wants us to have no peace, neither in the inside nor in the outside. He tries to bring us down by all means. But as this festival, which is now coming to an end, makes clear to us how things will look like in the future, let us look to God's truth rather than unto Satan's lies. His ambition is to destroy our lives. He wants to bring us down, divide us, antagonize us, and spread lies about us and deceive us with false and negative feelings. But because we know this, we should be all the more attentive. Let us not be divided. Let us be of one mind. And let us allow God to work in us and live in us. Let us read in Jeremiah 29 what God is telling us. Let us see what He desires for us. Let us think about it intensively and do not forget His words, especially not in times of outward persecution and distress. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and I quote from the New King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Like we all know, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the truth. And therefore His word, the truth, also brings us true peace. So we must continuously study the Bible, study His word. Through this, our faith will grow. We will then increase in knowledge, and our peace will then also grow, because our trust in God will increase. But do we also recognize Satan's strikes? His activity continues to increase. His attempts to disturb our peace are becoming more frequent and more aggressive. I think we all feel that, do we? We may not be afraid of the future. No, we must look with hope and confidence unto what will happen when Jesus Christ returns as the Prince of Peace to this world that is currently in decline. We will have to be lights for the people so that one day they can remember our example. If Christ's peace is in us, then we need not and will not fear. Then we will not retreat when persecuted for the truth and the confession to God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Then we can be certain that He will put the words in our mouths at the right time, which the enemies of God will not be able to resist. But let us be careful and always prepared to resist the devil's cunning plots. Let us not believe his lies by which he tries to bring us down. Negative feelings, doubts, and rejection towards brothers and sisters never come from God. If we believe that we do not need the church, the body of Christ, then we are deceived by Satan. And then the peace of Christ is not in us. Then it is high time to repent and ask God for forgiveness and help. Let's read 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 as our final scripture in this regard. Such an important exhortation from Paul. And yes, it applies especially to us today in God's end-time church. And unfortunately, it has already hit some of us. Let us make sure that this does not happen to us, that we do not come to the false assumption that we do not belong to the church, or that we are useless and cannot contribute anything. That is just what Satan wants us to think. Let's read together 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 14, and I quote from the Authorized Version, the Old King James Translation. "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. So, if the peace of Christ is in us, let us all keep peace among each other. Let us forgive the brothers and sisters. Let us ask for forgiveness when we have failed. Let us always allow Christ to dwell in us, and so he will give us his peace. And so, in the end, we will live as God beings in the family of God for eternity."